The Legacy of Nature's Guardians. In a quaint town nestled among the towering pines of Canada, there lived a teenage boy named Luke. His family had long been bestowed with an extraordinary secret. They were the guardians of nature, protectors of forests, rivers, and all creatures within. Luke, with eyes as bright as the morning dew, was about to embrace his legacy. Unlike heroes clad in capes, Luke's attire was simple, a tribute to the raw beauty of nature. He wore only shorts, with an emblem of a mighty oak tree upon them, and his chest was bare, the heart of a guardian beating strongly underneath. Each member of Luke's family had a unique ability, a gift to nurture and shield the natural world. Luke's own power was special. He could talk to animals and plants, understanding their whispers and rustles. One warm summer day, while echoed gently from the trees, Luke discovered his town was in peril. A rare group of elm trees, ancient and weathered, were wilting, their leaves turning the color of twilight skies. Luke placed his palms against the rough bark, closing his eyes. In the hush that fell over the woods, he heard their pained murmurs. They were thirsty, the river that fed their roots diverted by a construction upstream. With determination gleaming in his eyes, Luke sprinted through the patch. To the river's edge. The water was barely a whisper of its usual self, trickling dejectedly over stones and pebbles. Remembering the teachings of his ancestors, Luke summoned his courage and spoke the ancient words of his family. Sounds burst forth and the river began to swell, returning to its grandeur, rushing eagerly to quench the thirst of the elm sentinels. The elms revived, their leaves turned a lush green, and the animals of the forest came to celebrate. Deer danced by the riverbank, beavers gave joyous tail slaps, and birds sang a chorus of thanks. Luke, the newest nature guardian, had not only saved the trees, but ensured the balance of the ecosystem. The townspeople, who had watched in awe, realized the importance of protecting their natural treasures. From that day on, Luke continued to be the voice for the voiceless, a true hero for all living things. His heart, brave and strong, beat in unison with the earth's ancient rhythms. For in the chest of this unassuming boy lay the spirit of a guardian, a defender of the delicate harmony that sustains us all.